2017 was a big year for artist Christopher Paul Jordan. He started by organizing an exhibition of black artists in Tacoma. Then he installed a piece of his own at Seattle Art Museum's Olympic Sculpture Park. A prestigious $25,000 painting award capped off Jordan's year. But art establishment accolades are definitely not what make Chris Jordan tick. Chris Jordan's art career dates back to the age of 11. He was doing web design on a platform called Black Planet.
I got really into it. I was making pages for my friends and stuff, and I made something that had no function that I could really assign to it. It was this piece, a kind of collage piece with these dancers, and I was freaking out for months. Like, what do I do with this? I love it so much, but I don't know what it is.
Jordan didn't think of himself as an artist then. He was a pastor's kid from Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood. By high school, though, a friend showed him how to use aerosol paint, and Jordan discovered graffiti art.
For me, I trace the lineage of graffiti painting to black and brown youth from the Bronx reclaiming the physical world that they were in, and all society has divested from your community, and now you're in charge of beautifying it.
He's 27 now, and all of Jordan's art is about community, whether that art's on a neighborhood wall or on a website. During a college sojourn in Trinidad, Jordan created a mural with local kids. It was the seed for a project he calls Mission Black Satellite.
The whole idea of Mission Black Satellite is using, you know, public art, social media to connect black diaspora. Even when artists of color are centered in the typical show, it's not typically communities of color that are the core audience.
Jordan says it's time for black people to speak directly to one another without the filter of the white arts establishment. And that's Christopher Paul Jordan's main goal, forging connections and conversations between black artists and their audiences.
Where I thrive is in working in collaboration with communities, with folks. There's no other way for me to exist creatively.
In Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.